朋友们好。
Hi, friends.
昨天我发了一个视频。
Yesterday, I posted a video.
揭露了一个300多万粉丝的博主。
Exposed a blogger with over 300,000 followers.
如何带节奏
？How to keep the beat?
结果呢
？What are the results?
平台就把他的第二个视频又推给我了。
The platform pushed his second video to me again.
那就来吧。
Come on.
看我再次拆穿他是如何巧妙的带节奏。
Watch me cleverly create a rhythm again.
昨天发的视频一晚上就有10多万的点赞量啊。
The video I posted yesterday got over 1 million likes in just one night.
大家很关心这件事
Everyone is very concerned about this matter.
我觉得我有必要再郑重说一下哈。
I feel it's necessary to reiterate this.
一个是慈善款买理财这个事儿。
One is to buy financial products through charity.
一个是那些个私信骂我的。
One is the private messages that people sent me.
看了一下你那个视频呢。
Take a look at your video.
现在几十万的点赞了。
Now it has tens of thousands of likes.
流量确实吃得香啊。
Traffic is really hot.
但是流量背后呢，是层层包装的情绪操控和事实扭曲。
However, the flow is actually a layer of emotional manipulation and distortion of facts.
今天我再次一句一句。
Today, I will say it one by one.
用公开的信息、法律法规和基本逻辑拆穿这位快。
Bring me the legal regulations and law journals that are publicly available.
专业银行从业10年的博主第二轮带节奏的话术。
Professional financial advisors and financial bloggers second round of live broadcast script.
首先
First,
我视频里并没有说慈善卡。
I didn't say anything about charity cards in my video.
不能用来买理财产品。
Cannot be used to purchase financial products.
我的原话是
My original statement was
当我知道慈善款用来买理财产品
When I found out that charitable donations were used to buy financial products
确实挺震惊的
That's really shocking.
我想表达的意思是
What I want to express is
慈善款怎么能闲置这么多
How can charity funds be so idle?
以至于去买理财产品。
So, when buying financial products,
这是我震惊的点。
This is the point that shocked me.
它的原话。
It's original wording.
我视频里面并没有说慈善款。
In my video, I didn't say anything about charity donations.
不能用来买理财产品。
Cannot be used to purchase financial products.
震惊的点是慈善款。
The shocking point is the charity donation.
怎么能闲置这么多？闲置。
How can there be so many idle resources?
以至于去买理财产品。
So, when buying financial products.
这就是典型的文字游戏。
This is a classic word game.
加上情绪引导，嘴上说啊。
At emotional guidance, please say it.
我可没说不能买啊。
I didn't say I couldn't buy it.
转头就是震惊，不可思议啊。
Turning around, I was shocked.
满满的负面情绪。
Full of negative emotions.
这就是。这位博主的免责甩锅术。
This is the blogger's disclaimer.
既能够规避所谓的带引号的
Can also avoid the so-called quotes.
抹黑的风险
Risk of being blacklisted.
又能让观众脑补
Make the audience imagine.
这里边的黑幕
The dark secrets.
我上一个视频里边说了
In my previous video,
慈善组织保值增值投资活动管理暂行办法。
Temporary rules for the management of investment activities by charitable organizations.
第三条，明确鼓励慈善组织对资金开展投资活动。
Article 3 explicitly encourages charitable organizations to engage in investment activities.
必须要遵循合法。
Must comply with the law.
安全有效的原则，收益全部用于慈善。韩红基金会买的。
The principle of safety and effectiveness, all the benefits are used for charity. The funds were purchased by Han Hong Foundation.
正是保本型结构性存款和低风险。
These are the conservative and structure savings products with low risk.
短期理财。完全合规。
Short-term investment is completely compliant.
这有什么可震惊的呢？
What's so shocking about this?
你是做会计的呀。
You're an accountant, right?
故意的把法定的保值行为包装成罪过。
Intentionally framing legitimate hedging activities as crimes.
靠观众的信息差。
Based on the information gap between viewers,
收割恐慌
harvest panic.
你们可以按照我视频里说的那个方法去好好看看买了多少钱的理财产品啊。
You can follow the method I mentioned in my video to carefully check how much you have invested in financial products.
那都是几百万、上千万的买啊。
That's a few million to tens of millions of dollars.
而且是很多很多笔，全国各地需要帮助的地方。
And there are many places across the country that need help.
那么多，大家伙捐了这个钱，不就是希望你再把它捐出去吗？
If so many big people donate this money, isn't it meant to be donated again? Oh.
来了啊。
Here you are.
道德绑架来了
Moral blackmail is coming.
全国各地需要帮助的地方那么多。
There are so many places in the country that need help.
不就是希望你把它再捐出去吗？
That's just to hope you donate it again.
几百万、上千万的买很多很多笔。逻辑上啊
Millions or even tens of millions buy a lot of pens logically.
这个叫诉诸情感。
This is called appealing to emotion.
加上虚假二元对立。
Add false dichotomy.
把普通捐款人的朴素愿望扭曲成。
Twist the humble aspirations of ordinary donors into.
必须立刻全花光。
Must be used up.Immediately,
完全无视公益项目的客观规律。
Completely disregard the objective laws of public welfare projects.
急救室的建设。
The construction of the emergency room.
跨省的义诊、灾后重建，哪一个不是跨年度的长线项目？
Which of the cross-provincial medical aid and post-disaster reconstruction?Projects is not a long-term project that spans multiple years.
人在基金会官网上都写得清清楚楚。
According to the official website of People's Foundation,
你随时可以了解项目进展，定向捐款不可挪用。
You can always stay informed about project progress and ensure that donations are not misused.
这是基本常识吧。
This is common sense, right?
你可是300多万粉丝的博主。
You are a blogger with over 3 million followers.
后边你还说了。
After that, you said.
你的职业经历不能没有这个认知吧。
You must have this awareness in your professional experience.
你自个儿心里清楚得很。
You know very well.
2025年基金会的公益支出2.81亿。
2.81 billion dollars in charitable donations from the 2025 Foundation
占上年收入的 85.75%。
85.75% of last year's revenue.
远超慈善法70%的法定底线。
Exceeding the statutory minimum of 70% set by charity law.
你只盯着结余，绝口。
You only stare at the result, refusing to speak.
不提实际支出规模。
Without mentioning the actual scale of expenditure,
这就是选择性的市民，专挑。
This is the selective choice of citizens.
能够制造对立的碎片。
To create opposing fragments.
我看这个2025年资产负债表中。
I see the balance sheet for 2025.
货币资金的期末余额是2.5个亿。
The ending balance of cash is 2.5 billion.
短期投资的余额是5.86个亿。
The balance of short-term investments is 586 million.
什么短期投资呢？
What are some short-term investments?
就是买了理财产品跟结构性存款吗？
Did you buy financial products for structured deposits?
那报表中的这两项加起来就是8.38亿啊。
The sum of these two items in the report is 858 million.
也就是说2025年的年末。
That is, by the end of 2025.
你账上有8.38亿是闲置着的。
The amount of 858 million on your account is idle.
其中有5个多亿做了短期投资。
500 million were invested in short-term investments.
朋友们
Friends,
这就是带节奏的核心话术。
This is the core of a catchy phrase.
货币资金2.5亿
2.5 billion yuan.
加上短期投资5.86亿
Add short-term investment of 5.86 billion.
等于8.38亿
equals 808 million
闲置、啊、
idle
大部分做了短期投资
most of them are short-term investments
这就是打着会计专业
this is a program that uses the accounting major
加银行十年的幌子故
add the bank's 10-year scam
一混淆非盈利组织的会计规则这
intentionally misinterpreting the accounting rules of non-profit organizations
是最恶劣的误导货币资金2.52亿
This is a serious case of misappropriation of funds amounting to 2.52 billion yuan
是活期存款备用现金
is a reserve of cash for current accounts
用于即时支出
for tracking expenses
属于流动性备用金
belonging to liquidity reserve
随时要花
ready to spend
这是闲置吗
is it vacant
短期投资5.86亿
short term investment of 5.86 billion
你自己也看了
you have also seen it
第一个视频也说了
The first video also mentioned
都是短期保守型亏钱的概率几乎为零的
The probability of losing money is almost zero
所谓理财属于合规合法计划性的储备资金增值收益600多万
Saving is a compliant, legal and planned financial plan to increase the value of funds
全额用于公益慈善财务
All used for public welfare and charity financial purposes
必须要严格区分限定性净资产捐款人的指定用途
It is essential to strictly distinguish the designated purpose of the donor of the restricted net assets
法律强制的专款专用和非限定性8.3亿
Legal funds are earmarked and non-exclusive with a total of 830 million.
里面大量是定向专款。
There are a lot of funds specifically designated for this purpose.
根本不是可以随意支配的闲置。做过会计出纳啊。
It's not something that can be casually disposed of, like accounting and auditing.
银行信贷的人不可能不懂这个基础科目。
People working in bank lending should definitely know this basic subject.
却故意合并称为闲置，制造一个巨额善款。
Instead, they deliberately merge them to create a large amount of funds.
躺平理财的概念
The concept of lying flat finance
把合规操作歪曲成囤钱不救人
Distort compliance operations into hoarding money instead of helping people
专业身份在这儿就成了一个收割的工具
In this context, professional identity becomes a tool for exploitation
我也是个阅卷人
I am also a donor.
那站在捐款人的角度来看
From the perspective of those who donate,
我们捐款的本意是想把这些善款委托基金会给到需要帮助的人身上。
Our intention in donating was to entrust these funds to a foundation for the benefit of those who need help.
如果说知道有八个多亿在账户里趴着
If I knew there were over 80 million lying around in the account,
暂时不用
temporary,
还拿出大部分的钱去买理财
I also spent most of the money on investment.
去给高管
go to the boss,
发着六七十万的年薪
earning a salary of 60-70,000 yuan per year.
那我们还不如不捐呢
Then it's better not to donate.
说实话，我们自己不会理财吗
？Honestly, we don't know how to manage our finances.
等你基金会啥时候钱不够用了
？When the wait fund runs out of money,
我们再捐也行啊。
We can donate again.
强行的把薪酬加上理财捆绑。
Forcefully linking salary with financial planning.
制造对立，八个多亿趴着去买理财。
Create a sense of urgency. 800 million people are lying down to buy financial products.
去给高管发六七十万的年薪。
Give executives salaries of 60,000 to 70,000 per year.
我们还不如不捐。
We would rather not donate.
我们自己不会理财吗？
Don't we know how to manage our finances?
这叫虚假关联加情绪勒索的经典带节奏套路。
This is a classic example of creating a false connection and using emotional manipulation.
理财资金和高管薪酬。
Investment funds and executive compensation.
财务上完全是分割的。
Financially completely separated.
全年管理费用仅835万。
Annual management fees are only 835,000.
占总支出的2.86%。
Accounts for 2.86% of total expenditure.
远低于10%的法定上限。
Far below the statutory limit of 10%.
理财收益单独核算用于救助。
Financial returns are calculated separately for the purpose of providing assistance.
什么叫拿理财的钱发高薪
？What does it mean to earn a high salary by using money for financial planning？
这是强行捆绑。
This is a forced binding.
就是凭空捏造一个利益输送的假象。
It's just a fabricated illusion of interest transfer.
我第一个视频里边说了。
I said in my first video that
在北京管理着几个亿的资产。
Managing several hundred million dollars in assets in Beijing.
八十多人的团队。
A team of over 80 people.
几十场跨省救援的项目，60多万年薪。
Dozens of cross-provincial rescue projects with salaries exceeding 600,000 per year.
而且经过理事会审计。
In addition, the audit by the board of directors.
民政的备案并不离谱。
The registration with the Civil Affairs Bureau is not outrageous.
全员的年薪平均14到15万。
The average annual salary for everyone is between 140,000 and 150,000.
在北京留住专业人才很正常。
It is normal for professionals to stay in Beijing.
我们自己理财，这个荒谬了吧。
Are we really going to manage our own finances?
博主用一句看似接地气的牢骚。
The blogger starts with a seemingly casual complaint.
把复杂专业的公益资金管理简化为你们别囤钱。
Simplify complex and professional charity fund management into don't hoard money.
我们自个儿玩，既回避了法律允许的保值义务、项目周期的现实和应急的需求。
We have circumvented the practical reality and emergency needs of the legal provisions for the period of asset preservation.
又成功地把责任推给了基金会。
Successfully shifted the responsibility to the foundation.
收割了大量的流量吧。
You must have harvested a lot of traffic.
流量面前。
In the face of traffic.
良心算什么呀？
What is conscience worth?
月捐人的善良必须被尊重。
The kindness of monthly donors must be respected.
但善良不等于情绪化、指手画脚。
But being kind doesn't mean being overly emotional and bossy.
真正尊重捐款人的方式。
The real way to respect donors.
是理性理解。
Is rational understanding.
专业分工
specialized division of labor,
而不是一句等钱不够再捐
instead of just waiting for money to be available before donating,
就把全国应急救助的责任甩给不可预期的公众二次捐款等缺钱再捐灾情等得起吗
shifting the responsibility for national disaster relief to unpredictable public donations, such as secondary donations, and relying on further donations in the face of insufficient funds and disaster situations, is it feasible?
你不是月捐人吗?
Are you not a monthly donor?
你在月捐人的页面上。
On the monthly donation page,
难道没有看到你的善款?
Did you not see my donation?
如何使用吗?
How to use it?
基金会可不是用小字儿啊。
The foundation is not small,
而是黑体大字告知的。
Instead, it's displayed in large black letters,
清清楚楚。
Clearly,
你300多万粉丝的博主。
You are a blogger with over 300,000 followers.
不会是这个水平吧?
It shouldn't be at this level.
你说出这种话。
Saying such words.
你不是在帮捐款人维权。
You are not helping the donors to seek justice.
你是在消耗整个慈善行业的公信力。
You are undermining the entire charity industry's credibility.
你就是在带节奏。
You are the one who sets the pace.
哼，
不是说否认你们基金会的功劳。
No, I'm not saying that your foundation's achievements are not worth acknowledging.
也没说慈善款不能用来买礼。
It didn't say that charitable donations can't be used to buy things.
理财是感觉大家伙捐的这个钱没有及时发挥它的作用。
Investing is about making sure that the money everyone contributes doesn't just sit around unused.
没有用。
But
在捐款人想让他用到的地方去。
In the places that he wants to use it.
哎呦。
I'll
不错呀。
Great.
知道先扬后抑啊。
I know how to use the first praise, then criticize strategy.
然后巧妙地把主观感受凌驾于客观事实。
Then skillfully override objective facts with subjective feelings.
侵权方的一句认可。
A single acknowledgement of infringement.
先降低防备。
First, lower the defenses.
再用个人的感觉。
Use your own feelings.
否定全部法规、合同、审计和规划。高。
Deny all regulations and contracts for it and planning.
可惜你遇上我。韩红基金会7月2号回复中明确提到，结余资金主要用于跨年度项目的储备金。
Unfortunately, you met me. The Han Hong Foundation's reply on July 2 clearly stated that the remaining funds are mainly used for the reserve fund of cross-year projects.
比如灾后重建、基层医疗等两三年周期的工程。
For example, the 2-3-year-long engineering projects for post-disaster reconstruction and primary health care.
你不会没看到吧？
You didn't see it right.
你300多万粉丝，一句话就能够误导成千上万。
With over 3 million followers, you can easily mislead thousands of people with just one sentence.
普通人。说话
Ordinary people speak
本应该谨言慎行
Should have been careful and prudent
你却只输出片面的感觉
You only outburst one-sided feelings
这就是带节奏
That's the rhythm
还有几个私信也骂我的、
I also received a few private messages that were insulting
我不会骂回去
I won't retaliate
特别难听的呢
It's really ugly.
我也不会打开看我更不会公开你的头像和名字
I also won't open it and I definitely won't share your profile picture or name
以免我的铁粉把你搜出来
To avoid my fans finding you
帮我再去骂你、
Tell me to scold you again
我想说的是
What I want to say is
不认同
I disagree
你可以直接划走。
You can just swipe it away.
没必要恶语相向。
There's no need to resort to insults.
做人留口德是最基本的厚道。
Leaving a good reputation is the most basic virtue.
我是拿事实说话，有理有据。
I am a person who speaks the truth and has a clear understanding of things.
你要是觉得我哪里说的不对，
If you think I'm wrong about something,
你可以拿出证据来直接反驳我。
You can provide evidence to directly refute me,
而不是上来一张口就开骂。
Instead of coming out of the gate with an attack,
对吧
？Right?
又在塑造受害者的人设。上一个视频呢
？Another video that is shaping the victim narrative.
说的是平台的打压
It's about the platform suppressing
这回是网友还是那一套
This time it's either netizens or that kind of stuff
我拿事实说话有理有据
I speak the truth and I have evidence to support it
私信谩骂
Private messages
当然不可取
It is not appropriate
那你这暗戳戳的威胁的口气就可取。
Your subtle threat is quite effective.
怎么着
？What's up？
那边，你这是那黑那啥？你的视频啊
？What are you doing there? What's that video about? Black stuff.
标榜用事实说话。
Emphasize speaking with facts.
你却只挑半截数据。
You only picked half of the data.
这叫哪门子的有理有据呢
？What kind of logical and reasonable argument is this？
靠卖惨博同情，回避核心的漏洞。
Exploiting the I'm a victim strategy to avoid core issues。
你头部主播玩这一手太低级了。
You, the head anchor, played that hand too low.
现在我把这个基金会的财务报表打印出来了。
Now I'm printing out the financial statements of this foundation.
我学的就是会计专业，干过出纳，干过会计，还在银行的信贷科干了近十年，分析报表。
I studied accounting and worked as an accountant. Then I worked in the credit department of a bank for nearly 10 years.
那是常有的事。
That's a common occurrence.
那我接下来就分析分析下你这个报表啊。
Okay, let's analyze this report.
我就喜欢分析数据，职业病。
I like the profession of data analysis.
没办法。
There is no way.
说不定过几天我还会拿着这个报表为例。
Maybe in a few days, I'll still be using this report.
来教教大家如何看报表。
Let me teach you how to read financial statements.
学习点。
Learning points.
银行知识之外的新知识。
New knowledge beyond banking.
终于拿履历来说话了。
Finally, he spoke.
太好了
，Great，
鼓掌
，Applause，
我就等你这句呢
，I'm waiting for you。
你上一个视频不是质疑人家66岁的大专文凭拿60多万年薪吗
？You didn't question someone who got a bachelor's degree at 66 years old and earned over 6 million yuan。
你现在拿你的资历说话。
You're talking about your qualifications now.
你怎么不说人家一下大专生的资历呢
？How come you don't mention the qualifications of a bachelor's degree?
还有最关键的，也是你带节奏的铁证。
The most important and conclusive evidence.
两个人拿60万年薪，王增娟的学历。
Two people took the salary of 600,000 per year.
你怎么就不说一下呢
？Why don't you say it？
你是故意的呢
？You're being intentional。
还是故意的呢
？Was it intentional？
现在玩权威背书这种虚假科普了。
Now they are using authoritative pseudoscience as a cover。
你打算教大家，却输出漏洞百出的带节奏的解读。
You plan to teach everyone, but output floored and rhythm-based interpretations.
你这不是科普，说好听点。
This isn't just about saying something that sounds good. It's about explaining it in a way that's easy to understand.
你在误导。
You are misleading.
说白了。
In short,
你就是在带节奏。
You are the one setting the pace.
您坐拥300多万粉丝。
You have over 300,000 followers.
你早已不是普通的吐槽者。
You are no longer an ordinary complainer.
而是具备强大舆论影响力的公共内容创作者。
Instead, they are powerful public content creators with strong influence.
你每一段情绪引导，每一个片面的数据都会放大到几十万。
You amplify every emotional aspect of the data to tens of thousands.
上百万的普通网友那里，公益监督值得鼓励。
It is worth encouraging that millions of ordinary netizens participate in public supervision.
但是底线是完整。
However, the bottom line is complete.
客观，有理有据。
Objective, rational, and based on facts.
不是靠选择性的截取、话术的包装、制造对立来收割流量。
It's not about creating a package of opposing viewpoints by selectively picking out quotes.
仗着粉丝多，肆意的歪曲。
Taking advantage of their large number of fans, they would brazenly distort the original songs.
善法和会计规则
，charity laws and accounting rules，
消耗大众对慈善的信任
，erode public trust in charity，
这样的内容根本不配百万网友的关注。真正负责的创作者
Such content doesn't deserve the attention of millions of followers who should be paying attention to truly responsible creators.
应该把完整的年报法条摆出来。
Please provide the complete set of annual report regulations.
客观分析。
Objective analysis.
而不是靠震惊。
Instead of relying on shock.
悬殊太大了。
The difference is too big.
我好奇，制造恐慌。
I am curious about creating panic.
然后再卖惨。
Then sell yourself.
呼吁点赞。
Call for likes.
转发。阅捐人的善良。
Forward the kindness of people from Vietnam.
值得尊重。
Deserving of respect.
对得起他们的是理性的监督。
Rational supervision is what they deserve.
而不是情绪流量生意。
Not a business of emotional traffic.
韩红基金会年年审计，公开透明。
The Han Kong Foundation conducts annual audits and makes the results public, ensuring transparency.
目前没有任何官方违规通报，质疑。
Currently, there have been no official reports of violations that have been questioned.
要拿出合理的具体证据。
You need to provide reasonable and specific evidence.
而不是靠带节奏。讲到这儿。
Instead of talking about this,
拜拜。
I